Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks for listening to this podcast from Middays with Susie Larson. It's only just a matter of... Thanks so much for listening to this bonus podcast material. I'm talking with Lisa Whittle today. Her book is titled Jesus Over Everything, Uncomplicating the Daily Struggle to Put Jesus First. And Lisa, I love that you say it's not actually self-serving to want to use your gifts, but wanting people to love you because of those gifts is. So say more if you would. Make the distinction for us.
Well, it's really, one, it's empty. It's empty because at the end of the day, we know that what fills us up the most is serving people. I mean, think about the times that we have served someone, how much that's filled us up. The spotlight in the end is really not fulfilling. We think that it's going to feel good, and it really in the end is not what fuels us. So yeah, the difference is really just the heart motivation. It's not that God's never going to use us in some type of spotlight. And let's not get too technical with it, or really too literal with it is what I mean. We don't have to imagine a spotlight, us standing in a spotlight, because the truth is most of us aren't going to live a life that is in some kind of a spotlight on a stage. The spotlight just meaning people noticing us, us wanting to be known for whatever it is that someone else thinks is a big deal, right? And so, I mean, that's kind of the culture that we live in. It's just, you know, let's be a YouTube star, or let's, you know, be known for whatever we do. Let's get our currency from that. And that is, it's just a motivation there. And so that's really the distinction is, you know, what do you want to do, and where do you want to be known, and where do you want to be seen?
I think it was Arthur Willis who said, a right act may be robbed of all of its value in the sight of God if done with the wrong motive. God is not merely concerned with what we do, but with why we do it. And that is just true. And it's just good to be keeping our hearts before the Lord going, am I doing this to impress? Am I doing this, you know, so people aren't mad? I mean, it is amazing how often the fear of man gets into our motivation one way or the other. We want the praise, or we don't want people to be mad. But breaking free, wow, that's what God calls us to. When you say one of the biggest misconceptions about service is that if we're not serving where we've always been, or where we actually prefer, we're not in the right place. And or maybe we have this thought that God is through with us, or we don't have the kingdom touch that others have. Love for you to speak to the person who feels exactly that way. They're out of place, and almost like they're postponing joy until they're in the place they feel like they're supposed to be in.
Yeah, I think that does happen to us, you know, and I've said this in the book, if you hang on to where he used you before, you say no to the goodness of what lies ahead. You know, God is a God of, yes, the past, the present, and the future. And so what he wants to do with us in the future, we don't know, but do we trust him? Do we believe that he has something more for us? A lot of us are hanging on to maybe the glory days or something he did in the past, or whatever. And so we're scared to death to see what's next, or we rest on whatever it was. And it's super important that we do what I talk about in the book, which is detire and pivot. And so when I say detire, I just mean that, like, you know, we just don't retire for God. You know, it doesn't mean we don't rest. We don't take sabbaticals. Yes, we should do that along the way. But I want us to serve Jesus until our very last breath. The way we know we're done, Susie, is we're gone, right? Mm-hmm. Jesus just takes us. That's when we know we're done. So if someone is listening right now, they're not done. They're just not done. And so that's beautiful, because that means that God has something for us if we're still here. And so that's, we have to just trust him that he has the future planned for us, and walk in our gifting for whatever is ahead.
Yeah. Because we are so inundated with the celebrity culture, the 5 minutes of fame, we even, again, that infiltrates the church so often, and we can live from one sensational experience to the other as if we've got attention deficit and we can't just do the daily grind with a hope and expectancy in our hearts. We want to go from one hyped moment to the next. And that's why I loved where you say steadiness, not hype, is the key to quality life. Really, this is an important point, Lisa, because in the steady as she goes. I think Eugene Peterson calls it long obedience in the same direction. It's where character is built, perseverance is built, and it's where we learn to find God in the everydayness of life. I want you to just make a case for that, if you would, especially for the person listening who just can't help themselves. They're really always looking to the next moment for the next hype. What do you say to them?
Oh, well, you know, it really, hype pulls us out of that, the disciplines that lead to the quality, the long-term faithfulness, the settledness. I mean, what we're looking for in our life is a settled life. We want to calm the chaos of our life, and yet we're drawn to the sparkle of the hype. And, you know, it is the human plight in a way. It is the human, you know, pull. But, you know, the Lord talks about faithfulness and steadiness in the Word over and over again in different ways. And it is the way of giving ourselves that settled life that we truly long for, one that is not led by emotion. You know, I talk, and I've talked about this before, you know, our hype culture, our rage culture, a lot of these things that happen even on social media when we react maybe to political conversations or whatever the case may be, I call it low-hanging fruit reaction. It's like, you know, that kind of stuff is so unfulfilling and makes things so complicated. I mean, the fights we get into with people because we just, you know, are caught up in things. The opposite way of steadiness is the way we just have so far less entanglements and complications, and we don't have to back out of, you know, situations that we've gotten ourselves into in relationships and things online or with people. Before we know it, we've just gotten ourselves in a mess. So it is, it's the key to the life that we want. It really, truly is.
Mm. You know, I'm thinking of the person listening today who's hiding in the shadows. Again, maybe they're introverted. I'm introverted, so I totally relate. But the bent is to hide, because the culture, as you're talking about, is so crazy that it just seems paralyzing to step out. But you also have a chapter, Honesty Over Hiding. And I just really believe some are listening today that God is saying, to put me first, you need to step up. You need to step out. It won't kill you. It won't destroy you. It will change you forever. But we all have our fears to overcome, our flesh to kind of crucify. So say a word to the person who really wants to hide, but they know their heart's beating. God is calling them out.
Well, chapter 7, Honesty Over Hiding, is such an important chapter to me. Susie, it is perhaps the most important chapter to me in the entire book, because I talk about my own experience with this, what it feels like. I even wrote a letter to myself, and it's sort of for that person, exactly the person you're talking about, that the secrets are making them sick. And, you know, sometimes, Susie, I think we feel like, well, the Lord's forgiven me for this. And we don't see the need to take the next step of, you know, coming to a place of coming clean, even though, yes, the Lord has forgiven us for something. But it's important to sort of out that secret, because what happens is when we don't do that, a lot of times it'll sprout tentacles and it'll pull us back in again. And before we know it, we may be in a worse situation. And I know there's people listening that can relate to that, because they just sort of let that secret continue to fester. And that letter to myself is a letter to everyone, and it's about what's on the other side of coming out of hiding, and that's peace and joy that we really want. It's not having to look over our shoulder anymore, afraid that someone's going to out our secret, or, it's living clean in a new way where you just have nothing to fear anymore because you're hiding from nothing, and there is nothing like living like that. When you lay your head on the pillow at night and you know, I have nothing to hide. I have nothing to fear because I have nothing to hide. And honesty, living the honest life, there is literally nothing like it, because I've lived both ways. And I know that living without secrets is the only way to live the good life that we want. It is the beautiful life. And so I make a strong case for that in chapter 7. We actually give that away for free for a sneak peek. Anybody that wants to read that, they don't win a copy of the book, they can read that for free. And it's one of the most compelling chapters of the book, I believe, because I'm just brutally honest.
Well, I appreciate that. One last question. As you've been putting Jesus first repeatedly over and over again in your life, what have you learned about him?
Oh, this is a sweet question. I've learned that he is as good as I thought. I've learned that he can be trusted with my heart, that I don't give away very easily. Oh, I've learned that I don't want to do life without him. And I've learned that he really does hold me together, and that he is either everything or he's nothing. He's either everything or he's nothing. And so I've decided I want him to be everything.
Amen.
So I'm working on it.
Well, Lisa, this has been a treasured time with you, and thank you for giving us this extra time. We wish you God's absolute best in the days ahead.
Thank you, Susie. It's been my joy.
Great conversation. Lisa Whittle, everybody. Her book, Jesus Over Everything, Uncomplicating the Daily Struggle to Put Jesus First. We'll see you back here next time. Thanks for listening to this bonus podcast from Middays with Susie Larson. This content is available thanks to the gifts of generous listeners just like you. You can become a supporter today at myfaithradio.com.